COVID numbers continue to rise as we move closer to Christmas, and more than 60 kids will be getting a merrier holiday. We'll tell you why. We'll have these stories and find out some of your most precious Christmas memories coming up on this Tuesday edition of the MDJ Podcast.
This edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, presented by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you always cherish.
Welcome to the MDJ Podcast, your hyper-local news on the run. I'm your host, Amy Cargis. Darren Sutherland is on assignment. It's December 22nd, 2020, National Date Nut Bread Day, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes of Smyrna and Marietta. Here are the top stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. At the time of this recording, there have been 530 deaths from COVID-19 reported in Cobb County, with 32,787 confirmed cases. That's 17 deaths and 2,493 more cases in just 7 days. Today's top story is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. More than 60 children will be getting a brighter Christmas this year thanks to the Cobb County NAACP. The organization plans to distribute gifts to 14 families in need. Some were contacted by the chapter, while others were recommended to the organization based on their circumstances. Among the gifts being given out are bicycles, backpacks, stuffed animals, sports equipment, and other toys. Many of the donations came from members of the Cobb NAACP. Others were bought with contributions from donors who sent checks to the organization. And some were delivered by partners like the Kennesaw Police Department, which dropped off a number of toys Saturday morning. This is the 12th year the NAACP has conducted a toy drive. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the organization set up a drive-through system where recipients can pull up to the chapter headquarters on Roswell Street. Those interested in contributing to the toy drive can contact the Cobb County NAACP at 770-425-5757.
You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, 3 free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Happy holidays from all of us at Credit Union of Georgia. This holiday season, remember, you deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. That's why we've taken the time this year to revamp our online tools to give you the safest options when it comes to your money. Open a personal or business account in just minutes. We have new digital tools like our mobile app to make your life simpler. We offer auto loans from 1.89%. Need a mortgage? Our team can get you a home for the holidays. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. Become a member today or apply for a loan by visiting www.cuofga.org. That's www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Members of the Kennesaw community paid tribute to late service members by laying Christmas wreaths at the Kennesaw City Cemetery on Saturday. Wreaths Across America carries out these values in part by coordinating wreath-laying ceremonies each December in Arlington National Cemetery, as well as other veteran cemeteries in all 50 U.S. states and beyond, and by organizing a week of events that includes international veteran tributes, ceremonies at state houses, and a week-long veterans parade between Maine and Virginia. The local event was hosted by the Kennesaw Mountain Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, the City of Kennesaw, and the Kennesaw Cemetery Preservation Commission. Many of us have a precious memory of getting that one gift we always wanted. In this week's Man on the Street question, we'll find out about your favorite presents this holiday season, right after this from our friends at Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
It's just a few days before Christmas, so we sent our man on the street out to find out about your favorite holiday gift. Here's what your friends and neighbors had to share with us.
Jacob, and I live in Marietta. I don't know. There's probably some toy when I was a kid that was my favorite. I don't know.
I am Tara, and I'm from Chattanooga. I think when we were little, my mom got us an ice skating rink for the backyard, and you had to pour water on it and let it freeze over when it was cold out, and that was really fun. It was so cool. It worked. It was nice.
My name's Cyrus, and I live in Marietta. Oh my gosh, the best holiday gift. I was like 5 years old, and Santa brought me a teepee, like a real teepee, with a matching Barbie who had a teepee as well.
Carlos in East Atlanta. Best holiday gift I've ever received was tickets to the Gator Bowl.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call the MDJ podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The MDJ podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Amy Cargis producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved. Looking for a way to find out what's going on in your neighborhood and across the North Atlanta suburbs? Now you can get the hyperlocal news you need anytime. In Cobb County, check out the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Live a bit farther east, then the North Fulton Neighbor podcast has you covered. And Gwinnett County folks, be sure to listen to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. We didn't forget our friends in Cherokee County. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger News podcast has all your local news, too. You can find these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, so subscribe and share the only hyperlocal news podcast for your area, brought to you by the BG Podcast Network.